morning, everybody.
Good morning.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Where's that from? John 3:16, that's right. And from Genesis, the Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your land, your family, and your father's household for the land I will show you." And Abraham left, just as the Lord told him. And from Paul's letter to the Romans, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So do you see all the thread through these texts, through the scripture? They're all about a call to faith, to believe, and to trust. So our theme for today is shaped by new birth. Now, before we can be shaped by new birth, we are first called to experience this new birth. And in order to experience this new birth, we have to accept the call. You got to pick up when God calls. Each season of Lent, we are reminded and called to renew and deepen our faith in the power of the resurrection. We are called anew to believe. And I think that the story of Abraham and Sarai that we saw the children perform this morning can help us to visualize this call to believe and one way that we can answer the call. So in Genesis, we're first introduced to Abram as a descendant of Noah. There's a lengthy genealogy, and we meet Abram and his brothers and their families. And then suddenly, the Lord says to Abram, "Leave your land, and I will make of you a great nation." And just as suddenly, Abram left, just as the Lord told him. I wonder what Abram and Sarai were thinking. Scripture doesn't actually give us any insight into their thought or emotions. We don't know if it was a difficult decision for Abram. Did he struggle to trust God? How would we react in such a situation? I can tell you that I would not be so cheerful as Sarai was. I think I would probably say, "I'm sorry, what? We're going where? Why? Who told you what?" But Abram believes. He just believes when God says, "You will be a blessing." This simple and yet not so simple act of faith by Abram results in a transformational journey, a journey that takes Abram and Sarai into a new land, a new life with new names. They answer God's call to trust him, to believe in his promises. Their faith leads to their new birth as Abraham and Sarah. They become the mother and father of all who believe. They birth this family that we are all now a part of. So we're familiar with those words from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So Jesus says these words in conversation with Nicodemus. Nicodemus, unlike Abram, has questions. He wants to know. He wants to understand. These are the questions that we don't hear Abram asking. I'm probably more of a Nicodemus. I need information before I can make a decision about anything. I'm a planner. I would not be like Abram, just picking up my whole household and moving off to some far off land without some very serious preparations. This seems to be the kind of person that Nicodemus is as well. He comes to Jesus by night with his questions. He recognizes that Jesus is special, different, but Nicodemus seeks assurance. He wants clarification. He says, "Jesus, clearly you're a special teacher and you're doing all these miracles and signs. You must have some special relationship with God, right? What's this born again stuff? How can this all be?" Nicodemus wants to understand before he believes. Abram believes before he understands. And here's the important thing for us as believers. Both ways of believing are correct. We can have faith with or without questions. Both kinds of faith are valid and result in new birth. Abram and Sarai just go. They don't ask questions first. As Paul says in Romans, the promise to Abraham and to his descendants that he would inherit the world didn't come through the law, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. Paul is a big fan of Abraham's kind of faith. He argues later in Romans chapter 4 that Abram didn't hesitate with a lack of faith in God's promise. But he grew strong in faith and gave glory to God. Believe first, and your faith will grow. But in John chapter 3, Jesus demonstrates that Nicodemus's questions are welcomed. Jesus doesn't chastise Nicodemus for pestering him in the middle of the night with questions. Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, you're a Pharisee who will only speak to me in the cover of darkness." Jesus says, "Pull up a rock. Let's chat. Let me explain this Messiah thing, this born of the Spirit thing. Let's see how your questions deepen your beliefs and deepen your faith." But Jesus also asks questions of Nicodemus. Jesus has time for Nicodemus's questions, but he also challenges him to think more deeply about his faith. Nicodemus is a Pharisee, after all, a leader, knowledgeable about the Torah, a serious follower of Jewish law. But Nicodemus's faith is strengthened through Jesus' challenges and questions. Imagine what Nicodemus, a learned man, would make of Jesus' words about the Spirit of God, the wind of God that blows where it wishes. What if he woke up in the morning after that meeting with Jesus and there was a gentle wind or a gusty gale? How would Nicodemus feeling that wind on his face? What would he think? Would he feel born anew? I think Nicodemus would have been surprised, confused. But ultimately, Nicodemus did believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And we know this because later in the Gospel of John, we meet Nicodemus again helping with Jesus' burial. He brings 100 pounds of expensive oils and spices to help prepare the body. So clearly, Jesus taking the time to answer his questions and explain things was important to Nicodemus. I wonder if the fact that Jesus took this time with Nicodemus's questions might have meant as much to Nicodemus as all the signs and wonders and miracles that he saw Jesus perform. I think it does illustrate, though, that seeking clarity and understanding before believing is okay. Sometimes we have the faith of Abraham, and sometimes we have the faith of Nicodemus. Sometimes it's a mixture of two. We are like Sarah, who leaves for Canaan without question, but also laughs at the idea of giving birth at an advanced age, believing and questioning at the same time. Part of what we do during the season of Lent is to deepen our relationship with Jesus, to think more deeply about our faith, to think about what makes us believers. What does the resurrection mean for us? And some of us do this through fasting or abstaining from something. Some of us do it through almsgiving or doing something extra. Some of us do it through prayer. Some of us do it through questions. We think deeply and critically and study things about our faith. And some of us don't do any of those things, and we just cling more intensely to Jesus. Our faith becomes more profound simply by being on the road to the cross. There are many ways to answer the call to believe. We can be like Abraham or Nicodemus. But God continually calls us to faith, to be transformed, to be born anew. Will you pray with me? God of questions, God of answers, we thank you for always being with us and guiding us in your way. As we journey together towards Easter, help us deepen our faith in this time of Lent. Give us the faith of Abraham and Sarah, the strength to be transformed by an unshakable belief in you. Give us courage for our own wilderness expedition. Help us believe before we understand. Give us also the thoughtfulness of Nicodemus. Give us the courage to ask difficult questions and accept new challenges with humility. Give us ears to hear your voice. Help us understand so that we can believe. God, help us accept your call to new birth. In Jesus' name, the one who brings new life. Amen.